The National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, has taken delivery of a number of equipment to be used for managing disasters. The equipment, worth $8.5 million, were as a result of a grant agreement between Japan and Ghana to improve the capacity of NADMO to respond rapidly when disaster occurs. Vice President John Mahama, who inaugurated the equipment, called on traditional leaders to ensure that schools and communities under them embark on tree planting programs to mitigate the adverse effects on natural disasters. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
This is not the first time Ghana is receiving such assistance from Japan. In 2009, when the country was faced with a northern flood disaster, Japan assisted NADMO financially in mitigating the effect of the flood. The equipment made up of trucks, bulldozers, excavators, water tankers, tipper trucks, graders and low loaders could not have come at a better time. Last year alone, about 950 communities, 2,000 acres of farmland, 744 schools and many others were destroyed as a result of rainstorms and floods. Vice President John Mahama said it is gratifying that the vehicles have come at a time when climate conditions have become unpredictable due to human pressure on the world's resources. He said even as this calls for more investment in disaster management, collectively everyone has a role to play both locally and globally.
For instance, if schools are ripped off, children on the average spend like 6 weeks away from school. That is even in the district assemblies have the money immediately. Now the cost of re-roofing one school is much, much higher than the cost of planting trees around the school to serve as windbreaks. Asking the Ghana Education Service to ask every school to plant trees around the school, then the chances that the roof will be taken off are much less than when the schools are left exposed. And communities that have more vegetation and trees around them, often when there's a thunderstorm, have a less risk of homes being destroyed than communities that don't have. And so this is a clarion call that our chiefs and others must take on and ensure that the things that we need to do in order to reduce disaster are done.
The National Coordinator of NADMO, Kofi Potifi, said acquiring the vehicles is part of the Better Ghana agenda to equip the sector. The organization, he said, faces the challenge of equipment constraint, and this is hampering its work. Japan's ambassador to Ghana, Naito Nikai, said to derive maximum benefit from the equipment will require strategic placement and continuous maintenance. He said Japan will continue to offer assistance to Ghana. Another set of equipment is expected by June this year as part of the Japanese grant agreement. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.